It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We were a really good team, and then the injury bug hit us. And then after the injury bug hit us, we played the Titans. When we played Tennessee and lost to Tennessee, you can tell the heart and soul for that team disappeared. We didn't have any more guys that are going out more. Guys that are going to the strip clubs throughout the week. Guys that are showing up to meetings late. You can just tell, like, the Miami culture is a reason why Miami will never be good. Like, Miami will never be a good football team. And I don't care. They will never be good because of the Miami culture. I think they have great players.
Former Dolphin Deshaun Elliott there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
I got to tell you one thing. Deshaun Elliott went way, way too far on going to strip clubs during the week. That's wrong. Now, that's part of tradition, man. You don't just give that up. It has nothing to do with wins and losses. Damn it, that's not going to do it. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. All night to midnight, Perk, of course, the Sun Sentinel Miami Dolphins columnist. Perk, good morning. How you doing?
Joe, man, look, I'm struggling right now. I think Omar made me sick, as a matter of fact. Between Omar and this teenage girl who is coughing and sneezing for the whole five-hour flight back from L.A., I think I'm sick right now. I don't. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You want to hear something funny? A bunch of people got sick on that flight coming home. Same thing. I had somebody that I know had the same thing happen. Been sick for 3 days. So, there's nothing worse than that plane and having somebody sneezing and hacking and the whole thing. So I got to ask you, the Deshaun Elliott stuff, I don't understand why you would do that, but he did. And the guys he played with, he pretty much, without saying names, took some shots at people. And even talking about guys being late and going to strip clubs and all the other stuff, which I don't know why. And what was your take on his comments?
I don't think the Dolphins are soft, but they're definitely not a tough team. And I've written this. Matter of fact, I wrote this, I think, Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday, before I even heard Deshaun Elliott's comments, that I think they're becoming a tougher team. And I think guys like Aaron Brewer and Jonnu Smith and Jordan Brooks have kind of changed the mentality of this team. But look, Joe, this was a good defense last year, but we've heard all of the things about this team before being soft, right? Didn't Vic Fangio through Ron Jaworski say that this team is too concerned about partying, not as concerned about, going out and being a good team?
Yes, he did. That's a great point. Vic did say that through Jaws.
The receiver, remember, he's during the play, Tua is soft AF, right? And when he came here, he was asked about it, and he apologized. Jordan Poyer said it. Calais Campbell said when he was looking for teams, he heard it might be easier here. He said he since found out that that's not true. But, Joe, basically what I'm saying is that what Deshaun Elliott said has been out there. Like, he wasn't the first one to say it. That's this team's reputation throughout the league. He was just the most recent to say it. That's been out there.
So we got a lot of little topics I wanted to get to with you here. So the Tyreek Hill. I call him the expensive decoy right now, but what's been your take on, I'm getting tired of hearing about too deep. That part is really, and I always say this, coaches know a lot more than I do. They have those jobs for a reason. We can't get Tyreek Hill the ball down the field at all. What's your take on it?
Joe, I'm confused. I agree with you. The too high safety has been around forever. And they faced that. They faced that all last year. And now they're saying that they're also jamming them at the line of scrimmage, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. I, they faced that their whole career since high school, Joe.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with you. There's something missing here, and I can't quite figure it out. I can't put my finger on it. Nobody has told me, as I've asked, you know, others around the game and in the locker room, but it can't be as simple as two high safeties and pressing at the line of scrimmage, because they faced that ever since high school. I don't understand what's going on, but if they can't get Tyreek the ball, Joe, this offense, it doesn't have much hope. You're going to get three touchdowns, and that's the most, and the rest are going to be field goals like you had up in Buffalo, and that's probably not going to be good enough at Green Bay, at Houston, and against San Francisco.
Yeah, so you can get away with that the next 2 weeks. Matter of fact, this is a game I was going to just – I think this is a get-healthy game for both sides of the football. It needs to be that. It needs to be really the most complete game now that these guys have played together. Tua's been back for a few weeks now. Would you agree? And I feel good about them winning the next two games. How about you?
Yeah, Joe. I you know what, Joe? If they don't get to 5-6, that's going to be a bigger disappointment than the 1-3 start, right? I mean, they've got, like, you've got to beat these two weak teams coming into your house. And you need to go into that Green Bay game at 5-6 with hope, a 3-game winning streak, a chance to get to 500, a chance to go into December with realistic, not fake playoff hope. So, yeah, you've got to win these next two, and it would be nice if you won them in impressive fashion and showed that the offense is getting going. I mean, look, you've got a healthy Teron, a healthy Raheem, a healthy Tua, a healthy Tyreek. I forget that wrist stuff. A healthy Jalen Waddle, Jonnu Smith, Odell Beckham Jr., like Devon Achane is healthy. Like, you've got everything to score 30 points in these next two. Go out there and do it.
Yeah, no, that's a really, really good point, and I agree with you. There's no excuse. Left guard, Robert Jones, or could we say Isaiah Wynn, or you think that's still a week or two away?
Yeah, I think Wynn is still a week or two away. You know, as I see Robert Jones in the locker room, he says he's good, but, you know, he's a football player. That's what they're all going to say, Joe. The offensive line, as well as they played, Joe, health was a big part of it, right? And Teron had only missed, I think, the Tennessee game with a concussion. But now you're without Austin Jackson. We don't know what's going on with Rob Jones. Maybe Lester Cotton starts this week. And so that's going to be an interesting dynamic, because you had protected Tua fairly well. Tua probably held the ball a little too long in a few instances. Your running game was going. Now let's see. This is kind of a variable. So now let's see what happens with that O-line. We've got to keep an eye on that. And look, I trust Kendall Lamb, but you got Max Crosby coming in. That's a different beast right there.
By the way, you're right about that. That is the only one, because I got to tell you, that thing, when you start getting on a bye week, like they just had, and you get rid of your offensive coordinator, your quarterback coach, and your own line coach, and basically just bringing in new guys. Scott Turner's now going to run it. I guess Norv, his father's also going to be involved. But I just tell you, that just kind of spells like you got to defensively just really get after these guys, right? Keep them out of the end zone. Yeah. They kick a few field goals, so what?
Yeah. I mean, they're bad at the quarterback position. I think Joe Philbin is the offensive line coach, right?
He is. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Smoking Joe.
Yeah,
Smoking Joe's coming back. That's right, as the old line coach. Yeah.
They have to look out for Brock Bowers at tight end. You know what Trey McBride, the Arizona tight end, did to him, 9 for 124. But that's about it. You need to do what you did last week. Keep this team out of the end zone. They held the Rams to 5 field goals. The Raiders shouldn't get more than 2 touchdowns at the most. But yeah, you should punish these guys.
Yeah, no, this is a great time, and the schedule is set up nicely for the next 2 weeks to get a little bit closer to that 500 mark. And I don't want to get carried away. But have you looked to see maybe that 7th seed is possible? Do you feel that way, or is it a long shot for you?
It's still a long shot. Joe, I still have to see them beat the quality teams. And the three that I'm looking at, you know, look, if you go 5-3 the rest of the way, that's 8 wins. You need to go 6-2.
That won't do it, yes.
Correct. You need to go 6-2 and get to 9 wins. I look at the season as a race to the 9s, right? 9 wins or 9 losses. That's it. And so if you go 6-2, then you have to, you know, Green Bay, Houston and San Francisco to me are the three tough games. You're at Green Bay, you're at Houston, San Francisco is here. You got to beat one of those three and, you know, hold serve on the rest, you know, beat the Jets twice, beat Cleveland. But those three games are the ones that really concern me. So that's what I need to be convinced that they can beat, one or two of those teams. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I got to tell you, man, Anthony Weaver, I didn't know much about him. I mean, I know where he's coached and everything. I loved his game, the call that he just had. He had about as close to as perfect of game. Calling blitzes, going zone, mixing things up. And really getting after what I thought those four wide receivers have been really, really good when all healthy, and they had them all back. I thought they just did a great job, including the pass rush that they're able to get. What do you think?
Yeah, no. Weaver has done a fantastic job this year. And look, let's not forget that you played the entire season without Chubb, a lot of the season without Jalen Phillips, and probably not a 100% Jalen Phillips even when you had him. You played some games without Sealer, without Kohu, without Javon Holland. I mean, you went up to Buffalo basically with your third-team nickel, right? Because you didn't have Cater, you didn't have Storm Duck. The dude has done a great job. You've had to manufacture a pass rush, but, you've done good enough, I guess.
Yeah, he's getting the most out of that group, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's the point, Joe, that he's getting the most out of that group. He's squeezing every ounce of talent and performance that he can out of that group. And look, that's not the group that needs to be leading this team, right? They're still averaging, they're allowing 22 points per game, the defense.
Yeah.
That's not a lockdown defense. You need more from your offense. The guys who you paid all that money to, Joe, you cannot pay all that money to Tua and Tyreek and Waddle, and then you go up to Buffalo, the biggest game of the year, and they score three touchdowns, and you say, okay, good job. You need four touchdowns up there. You need more. The guys who are given the most are required to do the most. And so this is why I say I know the offense is struggling, but that's why you're getting the big bucks. Lead this team.
Yeah. By the way, I started the show with that exact comment. I hate to bring up money, but the guys making the most money, we need to show up. That's what today's about. And so I'm with you, man. And they felt, obviously, those two wide receivers are going to be a big part of the offense for a third straight year, and they just haven't had as big a role. Hey, before I let you go, have you talked to Omar? A little worried about him the other day. There might have been a little breaking up is hard to do. Now I know. I know that it's true. Have you talked to him?
We were out in L.A. See, he's been sick since last week. I know his daughter was sick, and he even
went home. Okay. You know what? Yeah, he looked a little down and out, but he might have been sick.
He's been sick, and that's why I said I think Omar has gotten me sick. He was up there Wednesday, and he ended up going home because he felt so bad. So he's been feeling bad since last week.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
lady stuff.
Okay, it's illness. I'm not late. I always like illness over being lady. You know, nobody likes that. That little breakup thing is, I know firsthand, those are hard to go through, man.
I think he's solid. I think he's still on solid ground there.
Oh, don't worry. He starts swiping again. He's a rock star. Oh, he did. He's good. I saw him like he was swiping here one day, and they were popping up right and left. I'd like to meet you. I'd like to be with you. Yeah, can I call you? Call me, please. I'm like, damn, no. Omar, you had a rolling. His finger was getting like. I said, man, you got the magic touch. Perk, are you swiping? You don't swipe, do you? You're not.
I don't swipe, man. I don't swipe. I try to do it naturally. And that's probably
You're old school. You like to walk up and go, damn, you look good. Are you by yourself, girl?
That's right. I saw one in public yesterday, but she was wearing a wedding ring. I say one. Somebody that I would like to talk to, but she was wearing a ring. Joe, yeah.
All right, Perk. Hey, Perk, thanks, man. I appreciate it, and I'll see you on Sunday, bud. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Talk to you, man. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.